Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the ultimate Sleep Number event on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
But can it help keep me asleep?
Absolutely. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will it help me come out swinging?
You got this.
So you can really promise better sleep?
Not promise, prove. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus 0% interest for 60 months on all smart beds. Ends Monday.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Maybe he wasn't here. But it's him.
product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I am your host, Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep L. On air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ladies and gentlemen, our topic tonight is melanated people and constructive efforts, shedding light on people who contribute to constructive development of others. On tonight's topic, melanated people and constructive efforts, our focus tonight is on physical fitness and positive development of people. Physical fitness such as boxing and science, empowering boxing and physical fitness, such as kinesiology. In regards to boxing, I have learned that in the 1920s, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of Western Pennsylvania, is known as the Mecca of boxing champions, composed of 1920s and 1930s world middleweight champion Harry Greb, welterweight world champion Fritzy Zivic, known as the patron saint of dirty fighters, the legendary light heavyweight champion of the world, the Pittsburgh Kid, Billy Karn, and the uncrowned champion, Charlie Burley of Bessemer, considered by most boxing experts to be one of the greatest fighters who ever lived. But he never got a shot at the world title. And this following information was referenced from tankbooks.weebly.com/Pittsburgh-V-Mecca-of-boxing-champions.html. Now, ladies and gentlemen, throughout my journey in my life, I've met a good brother who is of the physical fitness industry and is focused on developing people in a positive and constructive way. He is an experienced professional boxer, personal trainer, a master of kinesiology, which is the study of the mechanics of body movements, as well he is the founder of the Stallworth Boxing Academy in southwestern Pennsylvania, known as Pittsburgh. And ladies and gentlemen of the world, I would like to introduce you to Chris Nightmare Stallworth. Mr. Stallworth, you have the floor. Press 1 to join in. Chime in.
Greetings, humanitarians. Greetings, humanitarians. How's everyone going?
Yeah, everybody's doing good, Mr. Stallworth. Yes, man. Yo, we would definitely like to know, good brother, how are you feeling tonight?
Well, feeling wonderful, man. You know, I just kicked back. You know, I was chopping it up with QS. That's my queen, Queen Simone. So, you know, ready to rock and roll and deliver a positive message.
So what events inspired you to become attracted to physical fitness?
Well, first and foremost, I always had an infatuation with the human body, how it operated. As a child, I used to look around, daydream. Things that maybe seem a little awkward to most people, what makes people walk this way? Heights, weights, shapes, ranges of motion, what makes someone athletic, different body types, and things of that nature. And so that curiosity actually grew over and over and over in the form of sports, whether it was basketball, football, boxing. But I always had something that existed inside of me, you know, that was attached to battle. I guess the Most High chose that avenue for me.
And so what events had inspired you to be attracted to boxing?
All right. So, rewind. Let's say early 70s. You know, father, uncles. I used to sit on the edge of the couch, black and white TV, watching Ali shuffle and make a mockery out of people and watching how he manipulated space in fractions of a second. I grew enticed by that. Seeing people around that, around me cheer at one individual, being able to outmaneuver the next individual, not only seeing how they behaved and how they cheered on, but how they were charged by that. I became instantly charged by what I seen and how people reacted to see people being charged like that. Furthermore, fast forward, I became engulfed in wars like Hagler and Hearns and even a hype to talk around it about power, speed, a battle. In fact, think about it. You might see a football game to the left, and you might hear a bunch of people fight on the right. Honestly, it's normally people who stop looking on the left, and they want to look towards the right. Same thing for a basketball game. Somebody might just shot a three-point shot or dunked on somebody. All of a sudden, you look to the far right, and there's somebody fighting in the crowd. The whole game stops, and everyone looks to the right, and everyone's engulfed by that. As a matter of fact, I've noticed recently most basketball players, football players, hockey, actually partake in the sport of boxing, even after their career is long and done, from basketball, football, et cetera.
Really? How so? Like, what particular athletes that are not professional boxers have you became aware of that did play a sport but had transitioned to boxing either for fitness purposes or professionally? Are you aware of any that had done that?
Yes, Too Tall Jones actually went from a basketball player to a boxer. I'll tell you something else. Someone actually did an exhibition by the name of Shaquille O'Neal. It wasn't an actual boxing bout, but it was an exhibition with Oscar De La Hoya. And there's a load of football players I know that actually do this just for physical fitness, because you get a lot more out of boxing: eye and hand coordination, endurance, flexibility, speed, situation awareness, you know, that you can carry into life outside of a regular sport like basketball or football. And at the end of the day, when you learn how to protect yourself and fight, you actually get passed that down to your children and so forth, and their children, opposed to basketball and football, each individual, you know what I mean, gets blessed individually by themselves.
Matter of fact, were you inspired to get involved in boxing by any relatives of yours? Were there any relatives that had participated that you had saw that had, you know, ignited that light in you as well?
Well, honestly, I can say my father was crazy about boxing. Also, I got an uncle, may rest in peace, Carl Jordan Senior, was engulfed in boxing. As his nephew, I used to watch him jog everywhere. Man never drove a car. He jogged everywhere he went on planet Earth. And I was always infatuated with a man who's constantly moving and jogging and staying in shape. And I always wanted to see what it felt like if I could outrun a car, or if I could develop endurance longer than the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
And you know what? That is great. That's great motivation there, because, you know, like one of the things that I have learned along my journey is, you know, about mind over matter. And so just little things that a person can be able to say to themselves and visualize to themselves, like what you had said, you know, in regards to speed. I have been inspired by relatives as well in regards to sports. So when you bring up things like that of making what a person can imagine in their mind and also feel in their heart to make it practical physically, you know, those were, when you mentioned what you had in regards to about being faster than something that is mechanical, such as a car, you know, it reminded me of that. Now,
absolutely.
Now, whenever it comes to what has boxing improved in regards to your ability, your hand-eye coordination? You know, did it make a transition for not only just in the ring, but also when taking on simple tasks in life, like regular chores and things like that, or problem solving?
Yes. Oh, wow, wow, wow. So listen up very closely. Not only is it eye-hand coordination, it's actually situation awareness. It's impulse modification. As a matter of fact, it brings a calmness it brings me to a spiritual place where I'm able to make calmer decisions no matter what's going on. As a matter of fact, I learn compassion for others. I also learn what it means to become very esteemed, because once you work out and once you're sure of yourself and once you develop in a certain light, you become more compassionate for others. Your self-esteem raises, your situation awareness gets sharper. And last but not least, too, right, if you carry the same characteristics in all avenues of your life will be prosperous, and actually it keeps the stress away.
Yes, I definitely hear that, 100%. Matter of fact, how old were you when you first started boxing?
I was probably 9 years old when I started, 9 years old. Sitting on the couch,
wow.
And ironically, I actually made a transition from being so infatuated with the ring of wrestling to transition to boxing. So I can remember when I was 7 years old being extremely infatuated with the ring, period. It actually came in the form of wrestling. Then later on, it was actually boxing. Approximately 2 years later, I was 9 years old.
Wow, boxing, wrestling. Yeah, you know what? Growing up, I have, when I was around 6 years old, I had experience organized wrestling, then transitioned into football. So in regards to wrestling and then experiencing hand-eye coordination and then transitioning over into boxing, like in your case, you know, people as children, especially young men, you know,
mm-hmm.
growing to be men, you know, we have a lot of energy. So those types of channels and areas, you know, definitely contribute
mm-hmm.
to being able to mitigate that the high movement of energy, especially in regards to like we would have in the classroom and things like that. You know, but you know what?
That's right.
We're going to check back with you later, and we got a track next by DJ Legend, Brother O.
Bad. you were wrong. You wake up wondering just how.
Product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I am your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentu Hotep, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, in dial-in at 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Our topic tonight is melanated people and constructive efforts, shedding light on people who contribute to constructive development of others. Now we are back with our guest, Chris Nightmare Stalwart, an experienced professional boxer, personal trainer, a master of kinesiology, which is the study of mechanics of body movements, as well as he is the founder of the Stalwart Boxing Academy. It's a pleasure to have you here tonight, Mr. Stalwart. And as far as to get back to where we left off, what had inspired you? What had inspired you to be attracted to the study of the mechanics of body movements known as kinesiology? What had inspired you to be attracted to that?
Well, first and foremost, it was actually watching animal channels before Animal Planet came out. It was other things that used to come on as a child. I used to watch how animals moved and things of that nature. As a child, I went to the zoo, so I studied animals. But also, upon studying animals, you see they have certain characteristics in how they kill for their food, and how a male lion would go fetch food, you know, for the little cubs and so forth, right, and how they would protect them. What made one animal stronger, faster, more fierce, and so forth, right? So guess what? I realized the same rules does apply to humanity, you know, the laws of life, period. So with that being said, different people's body structure is different. For instance, a taller person, a shorter person, a person who's agile, who's faster. So furthermore, I went back to school, college, University of Maryland, to be exact, for kinesiology, and undergrad was sports medicine. However, I always wanted to know how nutrients worked in the body, how a person's digestive system was regulated, What made a person grow? What stopped a person from growing? What actually produced endorphins? What created energy? You know, how muscle was compounded in the body? What fuels muscle? How do you maintain grace and flexibility? All kinds of things. These questions actually came in my head in silence. Yeah, they grew as the days grew. And I became even more infatuated with the human body.
So as you, how did you make, how did you make it practical to life, as far as in regards to dealing with people?
Well, I'm glad you said that. First and foremost, my mother, who passed away at a young age, have complications with, you know, things like diabetes and high blood pressure, and my grandmother also actually declared war on high blood pressure, diabetes, other things like asthma, heart disease, and I utilized all the information and also the teachings and education that I got from the University of Maryland to make a difference in this world, because I said it's going to be my duty to build a whole new reality for humanity if I can help it with my knowledge. From then, I took my foot forward.
Okay.
I'm sorry. From then, I put my best foot forward, and I said, from now on, I'm going to change, you know what I mean, this silent all-out attack on us, you know, from the unseen enemy.
So what were the some of the efforts that you had made to make kinesiology practical to people in your community?
Well, actually, I got certified as a fitness instructor, which deals with the body. I got certified as a nutritionist. It deals with nutrients and food and so forth. Also, you know, I got licensed after having a long amateur career of boxing, and I turned pro as a professional. Also, I got certified as a coach also to teach different things. So you're talking about dealing with the health, nutrients in your body. You're talking about dealing with a science, you know what I mean, the self-defense, you know what I mean, that pushes away all bullying. We're talking about showing people how to combat high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, asthma, and also, in the midst of that, bring aware self-awareness when it comes to thoughts, because every single thought produces a chemical. So imagine how many negative chemicals that are in things that people are eating that they're not familiar with. It's changing their body composition.
Right, comprehending. I hear you on that. And how has kinesiology improved your approach to life as a man?
Oh, man. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I understand hormones. I understand going from a boy to a man and the characteristics that your body goes through. I understand how your body responds under stress, you know, and how you are to combat that stress. Because a lot of men don't realize cortisone is actually, you know what I mean, developed under stress as a man. But as a kinesiologist, I understand how to combat that through exercise or diet and different thoughts.
Interesting. Now, how has being a personal trainer improved yourself as a man? How has being a personal trainer improved yourself as a man?
Oh, man. I tell you what, it actually put me in a leadership seat where I can't say I'm obligated, right? You know what I mean? Because I'm honored to lead and change in people. When I say that is, when you're talking about designing personal programs for people to change their body composition, whether to reduce fat, you know, improve their cardiovascular system, gain range of motion, flexibility, or even if someone needs a physical outlet, you know, working on boxing techniques or boxing aerobics to improve their heart, their lungs, their body type, their stamina, their self-esteem, self-awareness, you know, it's, you know, sky's the limit. And with that being said, I became influential, as a matter of fact, as a fitness instructor. I became the TAMAX of Excellence Award winner for 3 years in a row at the place that I was employed by before I stepped out on my own sole proprietorship and established my own company. Once I established my own company, I understood that there's a lot of formats that at that particular time, the job that I was working at was allowing me to use that actually is really, really effective for our peoples. So I actually took time out and was patient to implement those things along with nutrition.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I got an interesting question for you. So has being a personal trainer helped you to comprehend the Creator in a unique way?
Very, very good question. Okay, so yes and no. I say yes is personal trainer, I'm understanding how the body's created. But the actual science of mathematics is outside of that. When you're dealing with the universe and matter, and you're talking about melanin and what melanin actually is, when you're understanding the magnitude of what the universe is, you're understanding what oxygen really, really is. The same matters inside of us as outside of us. When you're talking about carbon, you know, so it's actually yes, but no.
And on that, good brother, we got a track next by DJ Legend. Brother O.
Go back to nation.
Product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I am your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentuhotep L. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Our topic tonight is melanated people and constructive efforts, shedding light on people who contribute to constructive development of others. And we are back with our guest, Chris Nightmare Stallworth, an experienced professional boxer, personal trainer, a master of kinesiology, which is the study of mechanics of body movements. As well, he is the founder of Stallworth Boxing Academy. Now, as we continue back on our topic, if there's anyone who would like to chime in, dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation to speak with Mr. Chris Nightmare Stallworth. And to continue our communication, Mr. Stallworth, in regards to being a personal trainer, how has it established a how has it helped you to comprehend God in your own special way?
Well, first and foremost, when you're talking about a personal trainer, you're talking about a wide variety of vitamins that a lot of times are found in food or in tablets you buy over the counter, but also you can get a lot of vitamins from things like the sun that they don't teach you about in school. You can get a lot of nutrients from plants that grow from the earth that they don't really tell you about in school. They tell you about, you know, vitamin E, A, B, C, and tablets, and exactly what they do, but they don't tell you exactly where they come from before they put it amongst counters behind pharmaceuticals. That's one of the aspects. Another part of that aspect is understanding how the lungs function and the heart function, but also learning outside of the heart and lungs, how oxygen outside helps with the lung function in your heart and your blood flow. Last but not least, also understanding things like the skeletal system, you know, and what happens when you're beating the pavement outside, opposed to you walking on things like a carpeted area or a gravel or grass and things of that nature. Even pains that come. I realize another thing too. In school, they help you understand things like that you can take for to release pressure, fish oil, glucosamine, chaga. However, there's other things that can be done outside, stretching, taking deep breaths, a lot of walking, eating certain kinds of foods. Last but not least, even things that are very, very important that they don't discuss also is sleeping. There's no substitute for rest also, because being overworked and under rest is worse than anything on planet Earth. So that's another thing, that kind of connects our life with it. So when you say spirituality, and I made a connection between what I learned in school and what I learned outside of school. And I had a beautiful mentor who taught me about life outside of school also.
How did boxing improve your perspective on life?
In the boxing arena, I learned two things. I learned about character. I learned about hard work. Well, furthermore, determination and dedication. When you carry the same characteristics in everything you do, hard work, determination, dedication, also mental fortitude. These same avenues apply to outside, the workplace, relationships, friendships, business, because, you know, problems arise everywhere. But I got a chance to see how I respond under pressure, respond when I'm doing well or not doing well, when I'm happy, when I'm not happy, when I'm hurt, and when I'm recovered from hurt. These are the same avenues that apply to everything that you know, that life actually, everything that life throws at an individual, period. So I can say the most part, character revealing and character building is what Boston have done.
How has math played a role in boxing?
So when we say math,
the mechanics.
Right. So when you say math and science go hand in hand. For instance, distance, time management, manipulating space, measuring, getting your hands back, measuring the distance and the timing from you getting your hands back when somebody's throwing a punch or delivering a blow, stepping over slightly from an almost like a fraction where you can reach a guy can't reach you. Also, timing of how many punches, a punch management you're going to throw in a certain amount of time to manage it, and how much you're going to be doing the next round, and how much you need to up it. So when you talk about math and science go hand in hand. As a matter of fact, we can break it down to increments. How many rounds a guy's fighting, how many minutes a guy's fighting, how many miles I need to run to get ready for a specific amount of time to fight. Even numbers, how many sit-ups I'm doing, how many push-ups I'm doing. There's a timekeeper. There's also it's a punch counter, how many punches are being thrown. So math is extremely big in the sweet science of boxing.
So it's more of like an idea of examining the abilities that exist in nature.
Absolutely.
You know, being able to kind of get measurement of where you want to go and how much effort you want to put in to accomplish a particular goal. Yeah.
It's a huge regulation tool.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in regards to your professional career, have you witnessed where you had to apply a professional character? Because whenever it comes to boxing, that is like an area where, you know, people show aggressiveness for the seriousness of the fight, and also to entertain the people, and at the same time show your integrity. For example, whenever it comes to certain face-offs in boxing, you know, they have the aggressive side to it, but at the same time, a boxer can't put hands on another boxer in a professional speaking conference setting, because I think I heard that a boxer would get fined or something like that. You know, so there's like a line in regards to of holding yourself, you know, in a professional manner, just like in any other business, and then at the same time being able to entertain the people. Have you gone through such discernment along your journey?
Yes. So number one, of course, you know, fighting sells, right? So you have to make it interesting, and you have to sell the fight, actually. So, you know, you got to give the people something they want to see. But you want to maintain class, also not cross the line where you're going to get fined. And also, furthermore, let's look into the fight. You're talking about you go through a lot of terrains. If I've been hurt before, you got to put your poker face on when you're hurt. And you also have to listen and get feedback from a coach of how to respond when you're hurt. Also, if you're down on the scorecards, you have to dig deep. They come on back or you're going to lose. Also, showing integrity and humanity, if when I knock a guy out, and compassion, when he wakes up, sportsmanship, you shake his hand, you shake his coach's hand. The same thing.
Hey,
on that note,
good brother.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna build back on that after our track that is next by DJ Legend, Brother O.
I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means it's me, what's getting burned? Cause I could never make you unhappy. Time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistakes. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl, even though my heart aches. Your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside. Helping hand in, cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only when I get let go makes it so very hard to go. Cause I love you so.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I'm your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentuhotep L, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Our topic tonight is melanated people and constructive efforts. Shedding light on people who contribute to constructive development of others. And we are back with our guest, Chris Nightmare Starworth, an experienced professional boxer, personal trainer, a master of kinesiology, which is the study of the mechanics of body movements, as well as he is the founder of Starworth Boxing Academy. Mr. Starworth, inform
yes,
the
sir.
People of what your Instagram is, because that's
right.
on your Instagram, it has a lot of your activity with boxing, physical fitness, you know, and it's really live on there, and it's very full of substance, practical substance.
Yes.
So let the people out there know what your Instagram is.
Yes, it's actually Starworth Boxing Academy 1. Once again, it's Stallworth Boxing Academy 1.
Yes, and that's Mr. Stallworth's Instagram. And please, ladies and gentlemen, check that out, you know, so you get a chance to see, you know, a development of a development from the creator contributing his energy toward physical fitness, boxing, the improvement of people. You know, he has taken elements from and substance from his life and transformed it in a way to where it not only benefits himself, but took what had benefited himself to share it with others and put it in a form to be able to impact others' lives. And these are one of the areas out of many areas that people play a role in life to contribute to making life an abstract experience, to let each and every one of us know that different things in life, such as art, such as physical fitness, construction, you know, education, and the methods and techniques of it all contribute to making life one big whole picture. You know, so knowing that even though we're on a small planet, but it has big things that come along with it, and we have contributions that each of us can provide, you know, to the creator, to let the creator know that we have made constructive use with our time to be able to know about ourselves, know about how to work with what is in our environment to make a constructive effort, a constructive experience, construct positive things, positive experiences, not only for ourselves, but for others as well. Now, Mr. Stallworth, you are a father, and how has boxing brought substance to your role as a father?
Well, first and foremost, I got a son who's also a boxer, and actually I'm equipping him with the tools and help navigating him to prepare for having a quality of life. As far as he's 12 years old, you know, and what he's developing right now is understanding situation awareness, bringing him up where he's very esteemed, but he's very compassionate. He's very controlled and very skilled at what he does. Teaching him how to think under pressure, teaching him how to respond, you know, in situations where he doesn't feel good, you know, which is part of mental fortitude. And as far as even my daughters, me being a physical specimen and introducing, because it's a cold world out here, that listen, I'm a concerned father, and I'm a 100% father, full-time father. And so educating them on the decisions that they make, you know, they have to deal with a man who's a real man, who went from a boy to a man, not what these men say they are, it's because they were born a male, a full man, who got brought up, who had mentors to help groom me to be what it is a man supposed to be.
I hear that 100%. Now, in regards to you being a master of kinesiology, considering your master's degree, where did you achieve your master's degree at?
University of Maryland.
Now, How was that experience? Oh, hold on one moment. We have caller one in the queue. Caller one, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace. My tribal name is Huni Barkatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. How you doing, Ambassador?
Oh, feeling great. Feeling great, Elder Huni Barkatun. It was great to have you on the line. Thank you for chiming in.
Likewise, honors to your special honored guest. I just want to add something on because you really took me back, sir. First of all, thank you so much for contributing. I want to
thank
do a
you,
public
sir.
Service announcement right quick.
Boxing. Absolutely.
Hand-to-hand and mind-to-mind combat. That's what
yes.
makes a man. I miss those days. I miss
yes.
those days. It's easy to pull up. It's easy to pull up and somebody from a vehicle or one of this, you know, rah-rah, play, you know, PlayStation game type of thing. But to be able to
yes.
knuckle up, I miss those days, man, because those days there, is what made us the men that we are, because the best thing about that is sometimes you didn't win them all, sometimes you didn't lose them all, but the best thing about it is we live. We live.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? I just want to just add that into the universe, man, but thank you so much for this one. Okay?
I appreciate you, brother, 100%. It's a lost art.
Thank you. Thank you, Elder Hooney, for chiming in. You know what I mean? That's very enlightening, you know, and exciting as well. You know, and it's definite great pleasure for, you know, to have yourself, Hooney Bakatun, actually meet, you know, a good brother and friend of mine, Chris Nightmare Starwork. You know, so this is like an awesome interaction. You know, would you like to let everyone know when your next show is?
Oh, yes, sir. My next show is actually next week. Please come back and tune in because it's very, very important. You know, I'm one of those that like to cover subjects that a lot of people like to avoid. I'll be speaking about critical race theory. What are they trying to hide? After all of these years, they constantly put out these slave movies and how African Americans was taken and they was enslaved and all that kind of stuff. Will Smith got another movie that's coming out. You know, it's been like 47, almost 50 years to still want to do that same old rhetoric. Now, according to the Senate, they don't want to pass that. They don't want to teach that. On one hand, they want to make it obvious how they were so superior and how they did this to African Americans and all that kind of stuff like that. But now they don't want that talk. After all of these years, they made a public spectacle of what Caucasians did to African Americans. Now all of a sudden they don't want that talk. Why? You know what it is? I'll tell you why. Retribution time. They know they're gonna have to pay for all of that. When I came up, I just turned a double nickel, right? 55. But I came up when we knew that we got in trouble. Think about this, y'all. Some of us, y'all know what I'm talking about. When we got in trouble, we would duck and hide on behind the couch and all that kind of stuff. But we knew we was about ready to get it.
Correct.
I hear you on that. Thank you, Brother Hooney Bakatun, for thank you, Brother Hooney, for your Elder Hooney, for chiming in. You know, we got our next track by DJ Legend, Brother O. We'll be right back. This is a product of WBNN. This is A&M University, and I'm your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentuhotep L. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Our topic tonight, melanated people and constructive efforts. Shedding light on people who contribute to constructive development of others. And now we are back with our guest, Chris Nightmare Stallworth, an experienced professional boxer, personal trainer, a master of kinesiology, the study of mechanics of body movements, as well as the founder of Boxing Academy.
Peace, royal family.
And also, we have Cobra 2 in the queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we spar other trainers when they get out of pocket in the gym. And I'm giving a shout out to the ambassador tonight. You understand this?
Clever One. What's good, bro?
Oh, man, listen, I'm loving this here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the guests, you know what I'm saying? We legendary hands out here, you know what I mean? We out here, you know what I mean? You know, I come from a young breed of boxers, you know what I'm saying? We come up, you know, some of us unfortunately didn't make it to competition because of street activities, if you don't mind. But, you know, when I started off, I was about 6 or 7, you know what I'm saying? And, Who started training me was the son of Chandler Dorham is his name, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chandler Dorham, the son of Yankee Dorham, the original trainer of Joe Frazier, you know what I'm saying? So boom, that's it. You know what I mean? So boom, that's how we started with the gloves, you know what I mean? But, you know, I had graduated to other different things. I started studying Zoe Kwan at a little, I studied a little bit of the Wing Chun, you know what I'm saying? You know, I did a little bit of mixing with a few other things, you know what I'm saying? I seen the Brazilian jiu-jitsus, all kinds of stuff. And I did, you know what I mean, Broad Street Bully style, you know what I mean, savagery up and down Broad Street, you know what I mean, where you mix it. You mix it with hockey fighting, WWF wrestling, you know what I'm saying, and kung fu and what's 1980 movie, Warrior Street Fighting. You understand?
Yeah, Warrior.
But, yeah, so we mix it in, you know what I mean? Where Clev One is as fully active. You know, I punch people in the face all the time when they transgress us. You know what I'm saying? But more importantly, we teach the young kids, you know what I'm saying? We do the gloves up, guns down, movements, you know what I mean? Where we get the power leagues involved. And then, you know, we got a few kids that's get pro, but a lot of them, you know what I mean, they get caught up with these women, man. These women are, they'll witchcraft your balls out here, you hear me? But check it out, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to touch base on that real quick because I'm loving this, man. And Beverly, like we say out here, you know, it's timing and rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Where everything is a count, right. Everything is a calculation. You know what I'm saying? Except, right. You know, even right. As far as to establishing your distance between you and your opponent in front of you. You know what I'm saying? And of course, very right. Importantly, hand and eye coordination is very, very, very important. And you better have that footwork. And more. Okay. And another tip, y'all, if you know how to dance, you're one up on your opponent, you know what I'm saying? Use that feet
Absolutely.
Work. That footwork. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, where we will knock you out, whatever, man, woman, or no children. But we'll get children to beat your children up. Check your satellites.
That's right. Salute.
Thank you, Clev One. Thank you, Clev One, for chiming in. Hey, you got any questions for Mr. Stallworth?
Yes. What I wanted to ask is this. Now, when you see these young boxers out here aggressively, you know what I'm saying? We always hear boxers being scared to take on fights and things like that. And I heard you mention, you know, it's not just about the skill of the boxing, you know what I mean? It could be, it's about other things as well, as far as the whole entertainment thing, all attached to it. Where do you see the dangers in young boxers when they are exposed to a lot of the glamour stuff and a lot of the, you know, once they hit the lights and once the Showtime and HBO and all these different ESPN things and all this kind of stuff going on and you all over YouTube, where's the thin line between the hunger in the fighter and where he just, you know, he's just a celebrity?
I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, that my main thing is do not never trade your humanity for technology. What I mean by that is you got a lot of guys who only want to put in 30% of the work and want 70% to do his own thing through technology, YouTube fighters or promoters and things like that. And then when they get on the bright lights on the top stage, they get assassinated and destroyed because they never was in the trenches doing the proper work. That's the detriment of it. The other part is these coaches need to tell these fighters to really, really, really pay your dues. Don't pat him on the back like he's the greatest thing in the world, and meanwhile he's not working that hard, and then when he gets up there, he gets destroyed, and all of a sudden his money's gone, and he can't even count his money, or he can't speak a spell. That's the detriment of it also. So we need even more coaches who care about the full and proper development of a fighter, not just the business, and not just the machine behind it on the YouTube, and not just the paper. Because there's a lot of extortion going on as well, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, Brother Clev, one, you know, for chiming in, you know, and taking the time out. You know, your presence is greatly appreciated. You know, and also, Brother Stallworth, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with the ladies and gentlemen of the world?
Yes, I like what the brother just said. Put the guns down. Put the guns down. And glove up, because that's how you go from a boy to a man or from a young lady to a woman, because women can protect themselves also, okay? Be on the lookout for a project called She, okay? And also, last but not least, please go to StallworthBoxingAcademy.com to get all the information about upcoming programs. And last but not least, I am a humanitarian overall. I care for people. I got love for people and life alone. And I don't ever want to wake up one single day of my life not putting a smile on a creator's face. Our peace to all, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you, Clev One, you know, for chiming in. And also thank you, you know, Brother Ngozi, the legendary DJ, for providing this platform and opportunity. And also, now we have Ngozi time.
Has been so good. It's been much better than I thought it would. But lately, I get the feeling something ain't right. Very special, most other people don't. We are not your music. Yeah. Let the stars shine on our love. And I said, don't you get the feeling we got a little help from up above.
That was awesome. Brother L, I love the music again tonight with Tower of Power. And one of my songs I really like by them is What Is Hip, What Is Hip, What Is Hip, What Is Hip. And it's so hip that we melanated people are like so awesome. That's hip to me. And what's hip is the show tonight with Wajet L. Beautiful show tonight. And I really enjoyed what I heard tonight. And keep up the good work with bringing the content that you bring to WBNN. Very good, very good. And I want to invite everybody to tune in Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. for News Forum. This Sunday is going to be something very awesome because we're going to be having on the Working Families Party, which is a new party in the country, and right now I don't know how many states they're in, but they're growing rapidly, and they're bringing in their own political candidates, and we have to pay attention to what's happening. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming election for November the 8th. It's a crucial election, everybody. It's not a presidential election, but it is a crucial election year. And in the state of Pennsylvania, Wajet, I know you're from Pittsburgh, you know, for Pennsylvania, we have the governorship that's up, you know, Josh Shapiro and this guy, Mastriani, both of them are horrible, but who do we pick? Okay, so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the United States Senate race. And in Pennsylvania, we have Dr. Oz, and we have John Fetterman. Okay, who do we pick for that? To me, they're both bad. So we're going to be talking about all of that stuff and also other elections around this country. And the last day to vote in the state of Pennsylvania is October 24th. So we're going to be talking about that as well and the severity of this election. And people, you just have to realize if you never voted in your life, get out and vote this election. And don't say that your vote doesn't matter because it does. And we cannot allow certain people to get into office and people to stay in office that's been in office that are not doing anything. So we have to start utilizing our voting rights. As melanated people, we have to do this. If we want to see change, we have to be the change by getting out and vote if you never did before. All right, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. And also on Facebook at Oladele Malewe Ngozi. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, tomorrow night, please be sure to tune in to a wonderful show where you can learn how to get on another level spiritually with food, okay? So we're going to be having Chef Yosef tomorrow night. And if you never heard his show, you definitely want to tune in to learn how to eat on a spiritual level. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to Ambassador Wajet L.
Thank you, Chill J. Thank you, DJ, legendary DJ Ngozi, and also thank you for the guests, Clev One and Huni Bakatuna chimed in tonight. And also, thank you, Chris Nightmare Stallworth, for chiming in tonight as a guest speaker. And far as our brother Stallworth, please hit the people with your Instagram so they know where to follow you.
So my Instagram is Stallworth Boxing Academy 1. Once again, it's Stallworth Boxing Academy 1. And also, you can go to my website, StallworthBoxingAcademy.com. Thank you.
And also, to learn more about A&M University, you can contact me at 917-691-0842, 917-691-0842. And we have Ngozi time.